Hello everyone, it's Liz speaking. Welcome to week 7, the final week of Live Your Dreams. I'd like to start the session, as we do each session, with a brief visualization exercise. I'll ask you to close your eyes now, I'm making sure it's safe to do so, and take some deep breaths in, inhaling slowly and exhaling slowly. As you do, visualizing what it is you are creating. Keep doing that, feeling yourself becoming centered and grounded. As you visualize what it is you're creating, picture what it looks like, what it feels like to you. What's the actual outcome that you're creating? Listen. Listen to your intuition and your own body and the signals you get from it as you work through this and as we go through the session. Commit to yourself to being receptive, to being open, and following your own guidance. Let go of the need to know all the answers and the exact outcome. Picture that all the resources, all the energies are there for you to be successful. Doors are opening for you as you move forward. Picture the success in achieving your goal. The universe wants you to be successful. You're here to be successful and to fulfill a purpose. Everything is set in place for you to do so. Take a few more deep breaths, inhaling and exhaling slowly, visualizing that outcome, your dream. And then open your eyes. Thank you. In this final session, we're going to be talking about practices to integrate all the work that you've been doing and to create a sustainable path. You're going to continue navigating this road. Even once you've arrived at your destination, you'll keep on going from there. There'll be new goals and new accomplishments for you, new destinations on your path. When you're taking a trip across the country, the trip isn't over when you reach Vancouver. You have to go somewhere from there. And so these tools will help you integrate this into a way of life, a way of being for you. The things that we'll be talking about now in this session include branding. What is the image that you portray about yourself? How do you view yourself and how do you view others? And how do you maintain momentum on the road? It's one thing to do it while you're going through this course, but you want to have sustainable practices that you can use as you continue on your path. Sometimes there are going to be anxious moments. What are some of the ways to work around that? We'll talk about that later. We'll also talk about the power of gratitude and making that a way of life, including some exercises you can use to accomplish that daily. We'll finish by talking about being authentic. This is really what it's all about. And what we've been talking about this whole time. Who are you? What are you here to do? And how do you best fulfill that desire that your heart wants you to fulfill? And how do you best fulfill that desire that your heart wants you to fulfill? Let's review the material that we talked about last week. Here's the diagram I like you to imprint in your memory. If nothing else comes from this course to stay with you, keep this diagram in mind because this can bring it all back to you. We started by defining the goal that you wanted, and that pretty much stays the same. The actual state, though, is your current reality, and that changes. That needs to be updated all the time as things change because one day is never the same as the day before. So it's important to keep that current reality in mind. There's a gap between the desired state and the current reality, and that gap is closed by action steps you take. In previous sessions, we talked about communicating the new you. There have been simple and powerful changes taking place. You are now creating momentum. You're moving in a certain direction, and others are going to react to that in different ways. They can support you. They may feel threatened. They may criticize you. They may respond to you differently. As you keep on growing, you're noticing this change, and you may notice how people respond to you a little differently. We talked about the gap that sometimes grows between you and other people who have been in your life. Sometimes there are ways of closing that gap, And sometimes that gap keeps on widening. Communicating is really important as you go through this. We likened it to the signals you use on your motorcycle. Whether you use a brake light to let people know you're slowing down or turn signals to indicate that you're going to change your direction. In either case, it's important to let people know what you're doing because it helps manage the transition. We also talked about setting limits and healthy boundaries. You're an open, healthy, strong person, a person of worth and value. You recognize that for yourself. You have to set healthy boundaries for yourself to maintain that. It's about creating a sense of healthy entitlement, being accountable for your own actions and outcomes. And this not only benefits you, but it benefits others around you. If you're being yourself, then you're of more value and more service to those around you. Sometimes it's pushback time, retraining time for yourself and others. This is something that takes practice and a way of life. You had some exercises to do to help you with all of that. We also talked about dealing with change. Part of the communication is making your wishes and desires known, setting those healthy boundaries, and accepting that change is happening. You know that change is happening, and you will know it before others will. So communicating that is really important, and how you communicate that is important as well. You are evolving. You're developing new feelings, a new awareness, a new confidence, and a new self-worth. Trust yourself. Know that you're taking the right steps, that you're moving ahead, keeping aligned with the direction you want to go, and making sure that it's you that stays in control. The last thing that we talked about was balance. It's really easy to get caught up in everything, and sometimes we forget to take care of ourselves. Keeping our body, mind, and spirit nourished is really important. If it seems to get overwhelming at times, it's a matter of revisiting priorities and giving yourself some time and patience. These changes don't happen overnight. Sometimes we get caught up in old patterns, and we now recognize that sooner. So then it's time to take corrective action and learn to say no. Try to keep things as simple as possible, taking only what you need to do, leave the past behind. It will come back to us, but we'll recognize it sooner. Maintaining that balance is up to you. Let's dive into the tools and resources now that you have and talk about how you use those so that you have a sustainable path moving forward. When we talk about branding in this perspective, we're talking about the way you have of seeing yourself and how you project that to others. You see things differently. You've been traveling along a path. You've looked at some of the patterns you have, the choices you've made, and are now doing them differently. If you liken it to creating a roadmap for a trip across the country again, let's just say you're starting in Ontario and you're heading west to Vancouver. Once you've traveled through Ontario, and if you've never been out of the province before, you may have some perceptions about what you're going to find when you go across the prairies, for example. That was one of the things on my trip. I thought, how am I ever going to get across the prairies? I'm going to be so bored. And it was, in fact, the absolute opposite. It was wonderful with the openness and the big blue sky, and you could see for miles. It was just a fabulous feeling, and I hadn't expected that. And that was because I hadn't been there before. As you travel along your path, along your road of life, things will change because you do get these new perspectives. One of the stories in my book that really portrays this well is that of Patty Pepin. She learned to ride a motorcycle in her early 50s. She didn't, and to this day does not have a car license. She didn't pass the test the first time, but she was really discouraged. She had to go back and do it again, and she went on to pass and has been riding all over North America. When you talk about changing the perspective on yourself, she talked about that. She said sometimes she gets out there and she's riding and she gets this great big grin on her face. She says, "I'm riding a motorcycle. Even after all these kilometers, this isn't me. I don't ride motorcycles. I take the bus." That was how her life had been for so many years. And still, even though she's been doing it, it takes some time for her to get her head wrapped around it. The same thing is true for the path that you're on. It's new, and so it takes time. Use these building blocks to help you create your brand. The first one is authenticity. Being you. There is only one you. We're going to talk about this in a bit more detail later. Self-awareness is knowing your strengths and playing to them. It's easy to get caught up in who you think you should be or who you think other people think you should be. And in the meantime, you're not being yourself. It takes time and it takes practice. It takes self-reflection and getting behind those protective barriers. But be who you are. Appreciate who you are. You are precious, and if you don't value yourself, how can anybody else value you? How can people recognize your worth if you're not presenting that to the world? It's ironic, but somehow it takes courage to be yourself. We have these fears and false beliefs that come in, and they'll rear their head sometimes. All the power is within you to be who you are and get past those false thoughts and beliefs, those myths that we've adopted about who we are from when we were young. All that can be expressed when you're being your authentic self. Use your voice. Use your voice to communicate who you are, the words you speak, the actions you have, the activities you participate in. Remember, you're in control. You're the boss of you. Yes, it's important to get opinions and wise counsel from other people, but letting them run your life is not being in control of your life. There are lots of twists and turns. We love them on our motorcycle. When they come at us in life, sometimes it's a bit more of a challenge to deal with that. Remember, this is your road and you're steering through this. Persistence, patience, and perseverance will always help you get through these. Keeping your eyes on where you want to go, keeping that focus, even though there may be distractions along the way, and staying focused. Review it regularly to make sure you're staying aligned. Sometimes if we don't review and take a brief moment to look at where we're going and evaluating those things along with where we want to go, we can get distracted and get off course without realizing it. Part of branding involves how you view other people too. It's really easy to judge and label other people. The universe operates in mysterious ways. When we meet someone for the first time, we don't know what gifts they have, what gifts they're bringing, or what lessons they're bringing for us. Be open to that. Yes, of course, use your intuition and use your best wisdom, but don't judge a book by its cover, as they say. A few years ago, part of an organization I was with was meeting with a group of Army veterans, a motorcycle riding group. I had no idea what to expect, as all I'd been told was that they were Army veterans. And so I expected military discipline, if you will, short hair, trim. When we pulled into the parking lot, I couldn't see anybody there. I saw another group of riders, but they looked like ruffians. I thought, that can't be them. I'm looking for some Army veterans. Sure enough, it was them. I'd prejudged who they were. We laugh about this now, and it was a big lesson for me. These were people who have served our country and were now veterans. They were still doing good, and I had misjudged them based on their look. I was ashamed of myself. It was a big lesson for me in judging other people and how they're branded. Now when I see them and how they're branded, what they're saying is entirely different because I know who they are and the absolute good they're doing throughout the country and beyond. The lesson is not judging other people and not ruling anything out until you've done the work and get to know them and what they're standing for. Even though you have a specific brand, you can evolve within that brand. Let me explain by using my own story. I told you that when I started my new life, my goal, my vision was to create the experience for others to experience personal growth, to discover their strengths, and I did that through motorcycling. I started by doing motorcycle tours. That was the avenue I used, and soon I added workshops and some other events. But I realized as time went on that I wasn't reaching as many people as I could be through some of the other skills that I had, and that's when I began writing and some of the other events that I did. As time went on, I had too much on my plate, different options, I was trying to do everything. So I ended up dropping the tours because they really didn't fit anymore. There were other things that I was able to do and be more effective with. And now through writing, speaking, and coaching, I still have the same vision that I set up 10 years ago, but the format it takes is very different. And it's evolved. It's evolved into what it is today, and I expect that will continue to evolve. Maintaining momentum is a key strategy that's going to help you achieve your goal and integrate it into what you do to help you keep things going in the direction you want to go and to the destination you want to arrive at. For years, you've had these patterns which you haven't recognized. You've learned how to do that during this course, and now it's requiring you to make different choices. You've recognized how choices you've made in the past have affected the outcome of those patterns. Yet something will happen that triggers the old false center, and you put up your defenses. We talked before about the protective mechanisms that we use, kind of like the protective gear that you wear when you're on your motorcycle. Recognize that we've got them. Recognizing that is as important as anything to taking them down and getting behind in letting the authentic self through. There's lots of defensive maneuvers that you can use. I've listed some of the more common ones that people use. Denial is very powerful at helping cope with loss. You're refusing to admit something that you don't have the strength to deal with at the current time. This is not lying. That's not the same thing. This is a subconscious denial of something you're not ready to accept yet. Another one is repression. Sometimes memories are just too painful to hold, and so we will repress them. What happens is they don't go away. They stay there and continue to influence us. Watch for those. If those memories keep coming back, eventually they will resurface. Altruism, you ask. How can that be a defensive maneuver? Sometimes we go to the opposite extreme, and it depends on what the reasons are for being altruistic. If it's done because of guilt or a sense of obligation, it's not being done for the right reasons. It's not true altruism. Carrying out charitable acts is noble, and when it's done selflessly, is highly regarded and good for us. It's just that when it's done for other reasons, it's not helping us further ourselves along our path. Projection is interesting in that you turn around thoughts that you have and attribute them to other people. So you may say that so-and-so doesn't like you, but in reality, you're thinking that you really don't like that person. And so you've just turned it around to protect yourself and to turn the focus away from you. Intellectualization is where you can remove yourself emotionally from the situation and deal with just the facts because emotions may be too painful. So you're just sticking to the facts. We've all had people we know that seem to do this, and it almost seems like it's being cold, but really it's just a protective thing. If you find yourself doing that, ask yourself why. What's so painful that you can't deal with it at the minute? And rationalization is one that every police officer hears. What are the excuses we've got for doing what we do? We can rationalize even the most outrageous things and almost get ourselves to believe them. But we're really trying to protect ourselves from something that's more painful. The past is the past. No matter what you've been through, you're no longer entrenched in it. It doesn't determine your future. Yes, it comes back and there are memories and there are lessons, but you're now recognizing the patterns, the behavior sooners, the false thoughts and beliefs, and you're making different choices. Maintaining momentum requires that you deal with obstacles. Sometimes we feel, especially when we're starting out on a new path, that we're alone. We feel isolated. We feel abandoned sometimes. Watch the self-talk to yourself. Watch the words that you're using. Take note of when you're feeling it, what you're saying to yourself, and how you're responding to yourself. A neat trick that I use sometimes is talking to myself as if I'm talking to my best friend, which in fact I am. Use that because it removes you from the situation a bit, and you can give yourself some pretty good advice and listen to it. Look for the positive things in life rather than looking for problems to happen. Take time to take good care of yourself. If you wear yourself out, not only are you not good for yourself, but you're not able to serve other people to your full capacity. It is important to take care of yourself. It's one of my hardest lessons, and I believe it's tied in with a lesson of trust. It's one I still need to catch myself with. I don't need to control the universe. I only need to do my part. And that's the same for all of us. Sustaining your momentum is important. You have times when the momentum is going at different speeds. You have different levels of energy. You have different things going on, but keep it sustainable. This is not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's a long-term thing. So knowing what your goal is, keeping it in mind, you know what that is, but it's a matter of staying in focus with it. Getting on track when you realize you're off. Going off track can happen voluntarily or involuntarily through no action of your own. Things happen outside of your control that can take your focus away. There may be another immediate priority that you have to look after, so it may draw you off track momentarily. It's just important to get back on as quickly as you can. Renew your strengths regularly. You're going to be adding to them too, because as you grow, you're going to be gaining in strengths that you didn't even know that you had. So make sure that you review them and you review your successes. We talked about this. Write them down. Write them down regularly and celebrate them. When you look at where you've come from, even though you've just started on a new trajectory, you'll look back and you'll be amazed. You'll be thinking that you've just been taking small steps, but at some point you'll be amazed at how far you've actually are. Celebrate your worth and the person that you are. The value that you are to yourself and others. This is a time of pioneering, of new experiences, and no matter what stage of life you're at, this is something you can always do. We're always learning. We're always experiencing new things, and we are always growing. Remember, we're connected to all life. Each one of us is, so we're never in this alone. Whatever we do for ourselves, we do for others as well, because of this connection. We get stuck because we think we're separate from everybody else. Life is supporting all of us, and it's important to remember that. We belong to a community. As motorcyclists, we know the importance of and feeling of community, of belonging. It's really the same thing on a grander scheme when we think of the sense of belongingness with all other beings. Ask, what is my next step? And don't be afraid to take that step. Don't talk yourself out of it because of fear. If you have to, take smaller steps to get to that one big step. That's okay too. Being open, being receptive, is sending the signal to the universe that you're in the game. You're an active participant. This will foster synchronicity. You'll see gifts coming to you. Doors will open where you least expect it and in the most unusual situations. We can't say what the universe is going to provide. We know what we're here to do. We know what our path is going to be, and that's the role that we have. The universe will help us out with the rest. Sometimes we can get discouraged because we think, I see the same kind of people coming into my life, the same experiences. I thought I had a different perspective. I thought I would be attracting different experiences. What's really happening is that you may be attracting the same kind of people, the same experiences, but now you're not attached or attracted to them. They may be attracted to you, but those experiences, those beliefs on which they're based, are no longer valid for you. And so you'll notice that things change as you continue to move along. I'd like to spend a few minutes talking about gratitude because of the amount of power the practice of gratitude contains within it. We talked about sending signals to the universe about you're in this game for real. Gratitude is another one of those signals. It's a sign that you're open to receiving, being receptive as well as serving. It shifts your perspective to the brighter side when you're looking for things to be grateful for. You're going to be seeing more things that you like and more things that you prefer. When you express gratitude to others, if it helps them feel appreciated and valued, it comes back to you in whatever form you give it out in. There are lots of benefits from using gratitude. It makes our life, every present moment, more pleasurable because we're appreciating it. It actually blocks negativity. It's like putting up a shield. Negativity knows it's not welcome where gratitude resides. Because of that, it reduces your stress and increases your feeling of self-worth, your opinion of yourself, and your perception of self-worth. There are physical benefits as well. These have been proven in studies. People who practice gratitude have stronger immune systems. They don't notice little aches and pains and things that can make our days miserable. They have lower blood pressure. They exercise more and they take care of themselves more and they sleep better. All of that's tied back to that feeling of self-worth and knowing that it's important to take care of yourself because you are that precious being. Your body, your physical body, houses your spirit while you're here on earth. You want to take care of that body because of that and respect it because of that. There are also psychological benefits as well. Higher levels of more positive emotions that you feel more alive, more alert, more vibrant. It's a more engaging life. Lots more joy, optimism, and happiness. This is not to say that it's all a path of roses. There are going to be times when we are feeling emotions that are less than positive, but developing a practice of gratitude and looking for the positive things, looking for the constructive things, will make those negative times diminish. If you're noticing things to be grateful for, you're not noticing the things that you want to complain about. There are social benefits as well. People like to be around a gracious, grateful person, someone who's fun to be around. You'll find that you're more helpful, generous, and compassionate, more forgiving, more outgoing, and you'll find that other people are the same way towards you. Maybe there's a bit of a time lag, maybe it's not everybody, but you will notice a shift. You'll also notice that you feel less lonely and less isolated as you go along your path. There are some exercises included with your materials that may help you develop a habit of gratitude. One of them is keeping a gratitude journal. At the end of each day, write down 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for. Simplicity is the key. Anything. It could be a baby's smile. It could be kindness from a stranger. Whatever it is, write down 3 to 5 of those things, even if you don't know the people's names. Express your gratitude towards others. Not the kind of thing where you're being polite. I'm talking here about expressing heartfelt emotion because somebody demonstrated kindness to you. Somebody extended themselves and gave of themselves. Express your heartfelt appreciation to them for doing that. It will mean a lot. Look for what's going right about a situation, not what's wrong. If the bus is late and you're going to be late for work, be thankful that you have a supportive boss who understands your reasons. And besides, there's nothing that you can do about it at that point anyways. If the service in the restaurant is poor, be thankful that you're able to go out and have a meal. That's the way I'm talking about turning things around and looking for the positive things and being thankful for them. And you can put them in your gratitude journal of the day. Lastly, practice gratitude with your family and friends. Those who you're around, ask them for one thing during the day that they can be thankful for. Even when they're whining and complaining, turn that around. Ask them, so maybe you've had a lot of things go wrong today. What one thing that you could be grateful for can you name? It changes the emotion. It changes the tone. It changes the whole energy. Look for the lessons in any experience you have during the day and find the gifts in the mistakes and appreciate what you've learned. Look in the mirror and say, I love you. It sends a strong message to yourself and reinforces that feeling of worth that you have. Here's another interesting practice to start the day. As you put your feet on the floor, as you get out of bed, say thank you with each foot as it touches the floor. In the morning, look back at that journal and look at the good things that happened yesterday and be prepared for more of them to happen today. You started this course because there was something inside of you that was pushing you to do something different, to express yourself more creatively, to do something you've always wanted to do. That's who you are inside. That's the authentic person talking, the authentic being that you are, seeking to be expressed past the protective layers that we all build to protect ourselves from perceived harm. That's what we mean when we talk about living authentically, following that voice, that inner guide that we've got, following that as much as possible. When we do that, we feel expanded, we feel relaxed, because we're in alignment with who we are meant to be. When we're not feeling it, when we're not trying to shut down that voice or tell ourselves, no, I'm sure that's not the message I'm supposed to be getting, we feel hemmed in or contracted. That's a sign we're shutting down because we're not being as present as we could be. Many of you expressed at the beginning of the course that you were feeling stuck, feet in mud or even feet in cement, I heard, or fatigued. There was a restlessness, dissatisfaction, and so you wanted to do something different and you've embarked on something new. It doesn't have to be grandiose. It can be small. It can be medium. It can be large. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is you're being called to do, it's important that you fulfill that. That's really what this whole course has been all about. Other people, when they're not living authentically, It's reflected with low self-esteem, low self-confidence, this feeling of being trapped, of being dissatisfied. Your intuition tells you that this is not you, but you don't have the strength or the energy, you don't think you do, to get out from under that. And sometimes it takes a while. It took me a long time before I broke out of the pattern that I was in. It took me, I'd say, almost half my life, because it happened finally when I was 48, 49 years old, that I was able to take the steps that I needed to take. Living authentically means being honest, knowing your patterns, recognizing them, knowing the excuses, the rationalization that you're likely to use. We all have our favorites, and then finding the courage to be who you really are in all areas of your life. That's how you're going to realize your true potential. There's an authenticity test that you can take to verify your feelings and to confirm whether what you're hearing is your intuition or not. When you feel like you're being led in a certain direction, ask yourself, is that thought or feeling true? Is it verifiable? Is there some way that you can justify it or quantify it? If you hold that thought, how does it feel? How does it feel like it serves your best interest? Or does it make you happy, calm, peaceful, fulfilled? Or is it going to make you feel anxious? That gut check we talked about earlier, it's leading you in the direction where you want to go, or is it leading you back to where you were? What is that feeling like? If we look back at the map that we're following from Ontario to Vancouver, and it's been our dream to get to Vancouver, right now we're halfway across the prairies. For some reason, we're consumed by doubt, self-doubt, fears, anxiety, and we wonder if we can continue on. The alternative is to go back to where we were not reaching our destination. What does that feel like? It doesn't feel good at all. We know we've got the strength. We know there are going to be hurdles along the way. It's a matter of gathering that up, drawing on that power that we have. The mountains are ahead yet, and they're beautiful. You need to experience those. If you were to write down in the day the things that you do that you want to do during the day, and then write down the things that you actually do, if you're living authentically, then those two lists will match. However, if you're spending a lot of time during the day doing things that you don't really want to do, that's a sign that there's some improvement to go on in becoming more authentic. It's really important to make time for the things that you want to do. It's not being selfish, as we talked about before. It's about finding yourself and what you're supposed to be doing. How can you best serve and best contribute to the community and the world that you live in? When you do feel fear, try to specify it. You may feel it as a body sensation. Write down exactly what it is you're afraid of, at least as best you can. Identify the voice. Is it your voice? Is it your mother's? Is it the TV's? Is it your boss's? Who's sending you these messages? Eliminate procrastination. Procrastination can happen because of fear. Even achieving one small goal will break that and help erase the self-doubt. And know in situations where even if you feel like you've put out a lot of time and effort into it, and now you feel like you're going down the wrong path, and you think, I've invested so much into this, I don't want to go back and back out now. Know when it's time to let go. It's not going to get any better, and you're still going to feel unfulfilled going down that path. Know when to say no, know when to back out, and know that you've got the strength to deal with that. Stay grounded. Authenticity means being in touch with who you are. Remaining grounded in reality, knowing who you are, helps with that. Motorcycles need to stay grounded. It doesn't take much. There's only two small contact patches that keep us in touch with the road. Meditation is one thing in our personal life that will help us stay grounded. Even a few minutes helps. Just that quiet time to help us reconnect with who we are. Get out in nature. That's what we're a part of. That's our world. Get well out of the city. It's amazing how it puts things back in perspective. If you can't get out of the city, go to a park or somewhere where there's a natural setting. If you can, get your bare feet on the ground. I love when I'm on a motorcycle ride to stop by the side of the road, take my boots off, and maybe put my feet in a stream. It feels so good and so connecting. Visualize your connection to the ground when you're standing on it or sitting on it. Slow down. We don't have to go at breakneck speed all the time. And I know there are times we all have a lot to do. But what of those things do we really need to do? Prioritize and simplify when you can. Do simple things. It's amazing how empowering they are, even things like doing an oil change on your motorcycle, a little bit of maintenance, nothing major. It's tactile, grounding, and helps you understand how things work, and even how you work. There are lessons to be learned there. Volunteer. Motorcyclists are great for charitable rides and giving and raising funds. Sometimes, if you get the opportunity or make the opportunity to actually give of your time so you're meeting the object of your charity, it makes a big difference to both you and the person that's receiving it. Be grounded in where you're going, not being reactive to what's happening around you. Remember how valuable you are. You don't need to go to other people for approval. Stand your ground, be you. Be present in your own skin. Stick with it. You've got the tools that you need, and you've got more than enough power than you'll ever need. You alone are in control of this journey that you're taking. You control the choices that you make. Who do you say you are? Who do you tell others you are? Do your actions support what you say you are? Challenge the beliefs that tell you you're not good enough or not strong enough, or you were meant to be alone, or whatever those voices are telling you. Recognize resistance when you feel it, and anxiety. That uses up energy. That energy that could be constructive and directed towards reaching your goal. Whatever you have for current reality shouldn't be an opinion of somebody else or an opinion of yourself. This is about you and your reality. You're a co-creator in this, and you're creating what it was you were meant to create. Keep your eyes on the goal and your hands on the throttle. Break only when necessary. To help others, to help yourself through any transition or change, communicate your intentions. Use your turn signals or your brake lights. Let other people know what's happening as much as is appropriate. Keep your load balanced. You need to do that on your bike. You need to do that on your life's journey as well. If you take on too much, you're not balancing your needs of body, mind, and spirit. And you're going to be out of balance. It's going to be much harder to balance your load. Watch for other traffic. You're in this world with other people. You're not living in isolation, and the universe is here for all of us. Throughout this session, you've been learning how to follow your dream, how to deal with anxiety, those voices that tell you those myths. Keep feeding your intentions, your goals, power. The alternate is to close up, to play it so-called safe, to go back to inertia. I don't think that's what any of us want to do. Once you reach the goals you set for yourself, you'll have other goals. It doesn't end. It's only the beginning. Ask yourself what you were called to do and develop within yourself. That continues as long as we're here on Earth School. Class is in session. You're creating the outcome that you want. Use your power, use your energy, use that being that is you to reach your goal and achieve your dream. That role is yours. You are the only one that can fulfill it. Learn to follow your dream and ask yourself what you're being called to do and develop within yourself. Feed your intention that power, and you will live that dream at every moment along the way. That's what living the dream is. Thank you. I wish you all the best on your journey.